Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It seemed like right away you were tested. You had to make some big saves right away to keep the team in the hockey game. How did you view the game itself from your aspect?
Yeah, I mean, they had played 2 days ago, you know, and it's a good, pretty good team, and they lost obviously. So you knew that they were going to come in hungry, and I think that first one is. You just got to get acclimated to the speed, reacclimated to the speed. I mean, you can play as many preseason games as you want. It's just never the same. I thought we played well. Obviously, you know, we kind of got our way through the first there. And then I think we played a really strong brand of hockey. And I think, honestly, we played a winning brand of hockey. And so it's something to latch on to. We have a game in 2 days, and then we have a game 2 days after that. So we just need to continue to be, you know, level-headed and move forward very rationally and try to improve a little bit at a time try to get a W on Saturday.
It seemed the first. What did you think was like a winning brand of hockey? What did you like that you saw?
Yeah, I think everybody watched the playoffs the last few years. I think, you know, getting pucks in deep, making their D turn. Playing that grinding game is very difficult to deal with over a 60-minute game. And I thought that we did a good job with that. I mean, we limited them. Again, they have some really high-end talent, so they're going to get some opportunities. But if you can just play consistent and force them to make a mistake, I think that's, you know, a winning brand of hockey in 2025, and I think that we did a good job of that.
Alex, now, what does the team have to do to build that consistency? I know it's game one, but how do you build those consistency, build those habits to do that?
Oh, well, it's hard. It's really hard. You have to pay a price. And it's just consistent grinding habits every single day. And there's really no way around it. You know, some of it is maybe just – I think it's just doing the right things every day, honestly, and it's hard. I mean, when you're competing against good players day in and day out, it's extremely difficult because, you know, they get paid as well. So they're trying to do the same thing, and so you're just trying to incrementally, you know, get that edge and then just build it and build it and build it. So for sure, things to take away, and you play the game to win as well. And so we got to try to get a win here on Saturday.
That first goal simply was just bouncing puck, bouncing around the crease, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe I could have been a little bit more patient on it. I thought he made a good, strong play. He knew what he was doing, you know, to kind of muscle his way into the net there. So credit to him. Really good player. That line is, you know, their top two lines are really effective. Yeah, it's just the name of the game, and I just was really trying to find my groove tonight. You know, you just don't know how it's going to go with emotions, and like I said, it's always different than the preseason. So,
Alex, how did you feel about the PK?
I thought they were great tonight. Honestly, really, really great, and huge block from Danforth, huge block from Timmins in the first there, and you know, I think in the third, that first one, when you can go a full 2 minutes and really negate most of their chances, that's a good sign. But again, it's like everything in our game where we're going to have to continue to grind on it, and we're going to face a very dangerous power play unit on Saturday. We can't let it slip at all. And that's the hard part, to stay on top of the details.
The team kind of was off to a little bit of a slow start. How good did it feel for you to make the saves in the first period to kind of, you know, keep things going until they get their legs under them?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you've been around, when you've been around long enough, you kind of understand the ebbs and flows of things. And I'm sure, like all of you guys, you know, like I said, that team came in hungry to win. Obviously, Igor was hungry to win tonight, and he had played a great game. Well, I have a lot of respect for him, and it's fun to watch him. But I kind of knew maybe the task a little bit before the game. Try to be a little bit self-aware in that aspect. For sure, they came out guns blazing. But that's the job of a goalie. That's why the goalie gets paid money. And so I hope I can just continue to do that for the team.
What was your takeaway on the Soucy goal?
The Soucy goal? I think, you know, pretty good shot. Maybe lost my angle a hair there, but I was concerned about the middle option. So I was just maybe, you know, 2 inches, a little bit off. I pride myself on making big saves in the moments that you need them. And so for sure, I would really like that one. And the third one, honestly, you just never know when you can make those saves. You never know which save is going to be really important. And that's the mentality that I strive for. Maybe, you know, continue to be dialed for a whole game. That's always the goal. 60 minutes, like I said, is a very long time. So just got to pay attention to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.